Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucked. He's sucked his whole career.
I got rumors about him. He couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
One of the big talks that came in the aftermath of the Kevin Durant to Rockets deal was the possibility that the Cavs were a wild card team before the official trade was announced. Now, this is from Kevin O'Connor yesterday. We played some audio from him earlier in the show. This is new audio regarding the Cavaliers and Kenny Atkinson's comments earlier during the playoff run and the front office's potential need for change.
Kenny Atkinson, within a minute, basically unprompted on the podium after they got eliminated, was talking about the force and the speed and the physicality of the Pacers compared to his team, where he's like, we're lacking that. And it's partially a physical thing, but it's also a mental thing. And I think Atkinson and that front office led by Kobe Altman, they're looking for some big changes because they're trying to capitalize on what they have. And they know they can't just run it back with this core.
This, of course, coming on the possibility that Garland may have been involved in the talks for Durant, according to O'Connor.
Well, I think you make that decision because it's Kevin Durant. And Danny, I'll acquiesce to you here in a second. But I remember we talked about those comments after that game against Indiana. I think he's sending a message to his own team. I don't know if they can just sign off on making big sweeping changes because, again, they can barely make any big sweeping changes. They don't have first-round picks until, like, 2031 or something like that. So what changes can I make with a couple of second-round picks coming up at the end of the week? What can I actually do? Not much.
It's so easy to say they need to make these big changes, and then when you talk about what the changes actually could be and what are realistic things, it's hard to come up with them because they're very hamstrung by the fact that they don't have the draft capital to send out and the fact that they are limited in terms of how they can send contracts out because of the second apron.
I'm sure you could have given up Darius Garland for a 35-year-old Jrue Holiday. I'm sure you could have done that. I don't know. I think that some people would be for that right now. And I think once they tipped off in October, I think some people go, oh my God, I can't believe what we've done.
I think that would have been a very bad idea and very short-sighted.
Tell my co-host about that every damn day who kept bringing up Jrue Holiday. Every damn day, it was Jrue Holiday this and Jrue Holiday that. I'm like, what am I missing with Jrue? Almost said Jrue effing Holiday. What am I missing with Jrue Holiday here?
I mean, he's a winner. He's a good player, but he's not somebody. He cannot carry the offensive load that the Cavs need. Like, that is the thing that gets lost here. The Cavs' problems in the postseason have been on offense. Jrue Holiday does not make them a better offensive team. They need to be able to score the basketball more efficiently in the postseason. That's what matters. That is what needs to be better. Mm. Darius Garland, I think, is part of the solution there, not the problem.
Well, I'm happy you guys got into this conversation about Jrue Holiday because that was my next topic regarding the trade that was made between the Celtics and Blazers last night. Holiday going to Portland in exchange for 26-year-old Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round draft picks. This takes $72 million off the Celtics' shoulders for next year. Holiday, I didn't realize. We said he's 35 before, so he's older in terms of NBA players going into his 17th NBA season. I could not believe that.
That is a hell of a thing.
It is, and I don't know what he's going to be moving forward. He's still a good player. He's a very expensive player, and he's somebody that I do think will help Portland in the short term. They want to be better. They want to be a team that's competing to be in the play-in in the Western Conference, which I think is a fair expectation for them. I do like this for Boston, though, because Anthony Simons is going to come in. He's going to shoot a lot of threes, which the Boston Celtics do. He's a better shooter than Jrue Holiday on a much higher volume than Jrue Holiday. I think he's going to be a guy that if you want to buy stock in somebody, he's somebody that I would look at. He could score 25 a game for the Celtics next year without Jason Tatum being able to play.
Totally agree.
Going from the NBA to Major League Baseball briefly here. Last night, yesterday actually, we had Jim Bowden on yesterday on the morning show, and he floated the idea of the Guardians potentially trading back for Josh Naylor from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Well,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Last night over at Rate Field, Diamondbacks versus White Sox, that idea may not come to fruition after this.
He's hurting. Naylor's not right. You could tell as soon as the ball left that bat that he's in discomfort.
Josh Naylor has had to leave the game with an apparent injury.
It was in the fourth inning there. Naylor, though, expected to miss the injured list according to reports. But yeah, he was dealing with something in his leg. They said it was all taped up. They had something wrong with his shoulder. He was like hacking away and he looked like he was in pain while doing so. It was rough, man.
He's not coming back.
Why would that be a thing? Why would they do that?
Well, Jim Bowden said it yesterday, and for somehow we took hell over it. Like we had said, I didn't say it. Jim Bowden said it. He's a former Major League Baseball general manager, which I was getting texts from baseball people. Had to dust those texts off, but yeah, I was getting texts going. He's saying what? I'm going, hey man, he said it. What do you want me to do? You want me to yell at him right there and say we can't trade for Josh Naylor because he can't play DH?
I don't understand the line of thinking about about him coming back to Cleveland.
I don't understand.
Like, he's not been great in Arizona. He's basically been Carlos Santana.
But baseball fans got in, and I'm like, well, don't kill me for it. I didn't say it. Damn, I was surprised too.
Makes no sense to me.
I mean, he is
trading him was still the right move.
He is batting .303 on the season, which is higher, you know, comparative to some of his previous numbers. 9 home runs on the year, 51 RBIs. I did say last year was going to be the peak of him. I might have been wrong after that, but it just still doesn't make sense.
If he misses significant time at all, then, and I know you said he avoids the IL, but if he misses any more significant time, then well, maybe it is. I mean, there comes a point where, like, if you're going to get injured, and he is often injured. Yeah, you got to think about what his future is going to be, and can it isn't really a discussion about trading back for him. I understand that. Maybe Jim just didn't see the roster clearly or what it is, and maybe he thinks David Fry is going to be throwing sooner than I don't know. But it's probably for the best for everybody. Even though I got to tell you, he does not look as happy in Arizona as he does in Cleveland. There's been a back and forth about
happy.
That. Well, no, I think he's looked thrilled in Cleveland before. Downright psychotic.
Psychotic, yes. I think psychotic is probably the way that I would
look at it. You're
going
to act like a psycho. You got to be
having
a little bit
of fun. Go look at some Diamondbacks fans accounts, which there's not that many. But they think he looks pretty happy there. There's a lot of love for him there. I found looking through this injury thing and trying to. I mean, there's a couple accounts that were devastated by him going down last night and them talking about how great he's been on their roster.
When did he hit the walk-off?
Last week?
A week ago.
Because I woke up, and it was like 3 a.m., and that's where I got from those accounts. Like, he hates it here. I swear to God.
A still image. Yeah, still image from their post-game show that he was on, I believe.
Well, he just didn't seem to be very thrilled with having water
dumped on him. Well, that's how he was for our post-games, too, for the last 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Very.
He's a mercurial figure.
Sorry about that. Well, finally, here we had the
story. Why are you apologizing?
No.
I had a pause there. Finally, we had the Tyrese Haliburton post from yesterday addressing his Achilles injury. Had a quote here where she said, "I do it again and again after that," unquote, which led some people to kind of respond, you know, with all the talks that we've had about the calf injuries and how they may be the new concussions of the NBA. Different, of course. I mean, he's saying, like, guys, don't feel bad for me. I would have done it again and again and again at that point, even though it's such a terrifying injury to have.
People feel bad regardless. I mean, you can feel bad for a guy being hurt, and I'm glad that he said he'd do it again because, that's what you're there for. I think the mental anguish of not knowing. Like, he could have stayed out and gotten better and watched his team lose because his team didn't have a chance without him.
Right.
He could have sat there and gotten better. And there'd be a lot of people who'd be okay with it, but they don't find themselves in his shoes. You don't know if you're ever going to get back there. And if you don't ever get back there, you're always going to wonder, what if? So I understand that there's a lot of physical pain, and it's a long road back, but it's still better than the road you could have taken.
I feel bad because if this were March, he would have been nowhere near a basketball floor, and he wouldn't be hurt like this. This is the only situation where he's playing through this, and I feel bad because of that. But he had to play through this. This was the right call.
Yeah, had to do what he had to do.
That's it for About Last Night.
Outstanding as always.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.